Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. Yes. Wow. Sorry about being a few seconds late. It's always interesting when you're out on the highway and you have to move your studio right before the show. Well, good morning. Another day in October. Another day closer to the end of the world. Might as well laugh about it, folks, because I ain't going to do no good to cry. Our world leaders are... this is what's funny. If you get down to it, people in general, when you get them together, good to one another, in general. The problem comes when you get groups of people together, you know, like a government. And they get big heads, and then they want to fight. And, it's funny how they want to criticize your common folk. But it's usually the elite who start these wars. And believe me, Bubba, we right on the edge of one right now. I'm watching it, and I'm concerned as hell. Because... there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going. There's a lot going on. Trying to just get the world going. Sorry, I'm being distracted. I've got a million things going. It's really hard right now with as much as I've got going on to focus on the radio show, but I'm here. Sorry, it's been a wild morning because when you're on the road, things don't always go exactly the way you want. They don't go the way you want them to go. Because it's just out on the highway. It's do this, do that, do the other thing. And it's just unreal how many things can happen and you can forget. There's just so many things to forget. Oh, man. Let me tell you, I have forgotten some things that I never thought I would forget when I've been out here traveling around. And, man, it is just amazing how hard it is to remember everything that there is to do. And I have forgotten things that I never thought I would forget, but it happens. Because when you get so busy, there's only but so much you can do to get everything done. And it's mind-boggling how you can just forget stuff. And you get so busy and you're trying to do so many things and you just forget things. As much as you don't want to, it'll happen. You get hectic. and you just forget. And you can't be but so hard on yourself, because I used to be, this came from my youth, super duper hard on myself when I forgot stuff. And the trick is to not to be too hard on yourself, that you beat yourself up over things that you had no intention of missing. I'm going to have to take some kind of break. That's what I'm going to have to do, because I'm just distracted as hell. You know what I'm saying? This is the, probably one of the worst show openings you're ever going to hear, because I've got like a million things going on right now. It is so hard to do this. Now, this is probably one of the most interesting starts to a show you'll ever have. I'm sorry for having everything happening. I'm trying to do a million things at once. A million things at once. And man, you have no idea what life on the highway is like. You have no idea of how much you get worn down. And then you get tired to the point where you forget things. And that's pretty much where I'm at. It's day after day. We're traveling, doing shows, dealing with automobile problems. Everybody wants to be a comedian, but nobody wants to pay the price. And this is the price. This is the price. It just goes on and on and on. Sorry, folks. I am so sorry. I am so sorry about being in the middle of everything right now, but that's just the way it goes. So I think what I'm going to do is play some commercials and then try to regroup and come back and get the show started. So here we go.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
We
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. realbarefaceislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Now, let's try this again. Let's see if we can figure out how to get this done. Oh, my goodness, folks. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that the show started out that way. But you can't control everything on the highway, and I had a million things coming at me right at showtime, and I'm a one-man show. Herman's here sometimes, sometimes he's not. So just trying to make it go. So let's get to it. Let's get to it. If you can't look at the world and see that trouble's coming, you're blind. Once again, our wonderful elite governments, the ones who have started every war before this one, are going to start one again. Now, always remember, the government tells you that you're the dummy, you're the idiots, you don't know how to care for yourself. If it wasn't for them, you would suffer. Well, it seems to me the most suffering caused in the world over the history of the world has been wrought by governments. The United States government, the foreign governments, oh, the elite. Don't forget the elite overseas. We're told that the overseas and in Britain and France, and those are all the cultured elites. The cultured elites live in France, and they have the cultured government. Yet World War I started in Europe. World War II started in Europe. World War III, not far from it. Folks, we have to defund all governments. There needs to be a certain level of government. Do not get me wrong in that. I do understand that. But governments that can just start wars have to be eliminated. Because anybody can see this is nonsense. But guess what? The plebs, the unwashed masses, have lost control of all governments all over the planet Earth, and they all proved that at Corona. For a disease that was 99% survivable, the entire planet became a dictatorship, and everyone let it happen. This is where it is time to stand up, defund the government, destroy the government, because the governments are the ones that are leading in the World War III. Ask your neighbor, do they want World War III? What are they going to say? No. Do they want their lives destroyed? No. But do they have a choice because the governments have become so powerful that they no longer react or respond to the people? They do as they please. All governments have become that big, including the United States government. And where are the Code Pink? Where's Code Pink and their pussy hats? Where are they at? Because remember, whenever a Republican was at war, Code Pink and their little pussy hats showed up. And we don't want to wear. But now because it's Joe Idiot Biden, they're okay with it. It's okay when your team starts to shit. Why are you allowing this to happen? And you are. Because nobody will stand up and go, no. We're being invaded by military-aged men coming across this. This is one of, look, Jimmy Carter has got to be Biden's number one fan. Because of the simple fact that if it weren't for Joe Biden, he would still be the worst president this country has ever had. And Joe Biden makes him look like an amateur dunce. And here we sit. Here we sit with an incompetent boob who can't string a sentence together, a chief whore for a second in command, and Democrats ruining every city across this country. But the press is for it because of Cloward and Piven. This is Cloward and Piven. That's what's funny. You're not supposed to believe your eyes. You're supposed to believe the elite.
Well, this is things happening.
Philadelphia is a lawless hellhole right now. L.A., a homeless encampment. Portland and Seattle, people just shitting on the street. And this is considered compassion, to allow people to live in squalor on a sidewalk and ruin everybody's day is considered compassion. L.A. Was going to do something about the homeless, and they do what they always do in L.A. They spend exorbitant amount of money to help the minimalist amount of people and pat themselves on the back and say they've done a great job when they suck immensely. So are you going to keep voting for them? Are you going to keep voting for them? Are you going to keep voting for them? Oh, shit. Sorry, folks. This is the most unprofessional show ever. This is the worst show I've ever done. I just got disconnected, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that happened. I am so sorry that that happened. I don't know what to tell you. This has been one of those days that I can't even begin to tell you. Sorry. My apologies. But let's get back to it now that we're back after all this dead air and coming and going and running commercials. But let's get back to it. The Middle East is blowing up. And it's not the normal blow up. But here, let's get to this. If you had two friends that fought all the time, and then you let yourself get drug into it, that's your fault. And I understand trying to defend American citizens that are in Israel. I understand that. We're getting ourselves into World War III right now. We are. And I don't know why people want to follow governments down this path, and they do. And there are a few radicals that are causing this, and they are. And the rest of us are being pulled into this quagmire. And then they're going to break out the nukes, and then it's going to get ugly. And then billions, not millions, billions are going to die. And it's not 100% sure that that's not even by design. Again, see, you create enough, doubt. Obama said it. Flood them with lies till they don't know what the truth is. And that's Cloward and Piven. Overwhelm, overcome, destroy, crush, implement a dictatorial government, problem solved. This is why governments must be removed from the planet Earth. Our government, with all of our restrictions, once they get in there and they make gigantic careers out of it, like Feinstein and Mitch McConnell and all the other dinosaurs that are up there who have positioned themselves as kings and not representatives, and corrupted a government that was designed perfectly. If that can be folks, I don't even know what to tell you right now. I'm in the middle of a total storm of stuff. Oh, man. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm sorry again. I will be right back.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded, where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens. Not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com. Hey, Freedomist, Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's groundwithgia.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
We're back. Man. I'm going to tell you what, folks, I am sorry for the beginning of this show. Let me apologize for wasting a half hour of your time. But I got Herman with me, so that's one positive thing. And now maybe the rest of this show will actually be something worth listening to. And if you were frustrated and dropped out, my apologies. But we're back. Herman, are you there?
Yeah, we're still back.
Oh, man. Well, I'm in Denver and you're in Virginia Beach, so we're getting closer together.
Hey, you're only a few miles away.
But anyhow, man, what's going on in the Middle East, man? Dude, I know you've been over there once.
Yeah, man. And I wouldn't want to go over there again, man.
Hey, this is a shit show right now.
Yeah. And no one, and there's no accountability.
Nah. This lays right at Biden's feet.
Yeah.
This is right at his feet. And this is what happens when you let an incompetent, senile old man run a country.
No, man, it's all Donald Trump's fault. Stop it.
You know, we're a banana republic right now.
Yeah.
We are prosecuting our political opponents with endless, and see, this is what's funny. Everybody goes, well, they got 90 felonies on. Folks, I can indict a peanut butter sandwich. The whole foundation of this country is innocent until proven guilty.
Yes. I can give you a perfect example right now, right? I know a guy that they want him to turn himself in for domestic abuse and domestic violence, right? He's in the middle of a divorce. So his wife wants to own the company and everything that's going on. So what happened is she turned around and said, he came to her house, got out of the car, walked up to her, punched her in her face and assaulted her brutally in front of her house, got back in his car and drove off. She has pictures of the bruising and the beating and everything that happened to her, right?
Yeah.
And the judge, because everything's on Zoom, said, hey, well, I really don't want to talk to you right now because you should be turning yourself into jail. And he responds, for what? They say because you're supposed to turn yourself in because she said, you know, you're innocent before proven guilty. She said this is what you did to her.
Yep.
Unbeknown to them, because they're on Zoom conversation, he can't say anything to the judge. They don't realize he's an amputee. While she's saying he was beating her and did all he did, he's in the bed with a back on his leg, a wound back, making sure that his leg would heal so he can receive his prostheses eventually, and he doesn't have it yet. But yet and still, the judge said he should turn himself in. Okay, he has a lawyer. I'm not talking about a poor man. I'm talking about a man that's spending money on a lawyer. I'm talking about thousands of dollars. He's probably $20,000 in right now.
Yeah.
And this lady is able to just go down to the courthouse and say, he beat me. They served papers, no investigation.
Well, you want to know, I'll give you another example of that. I lived through this. This was me who lived through this.
Wow.
I was in Florida traveling doing comedy. It was when I was living in my RV. I had not been in Virginia Beach in a month. I was in Florida. I would not be back to Virginia for 2 months. I was out on tour. My ex called the sheriff and said I threatened to kill her and the kids with zero proof. They put a peace bond out on me and then showed up at the address that I was using to receive my mail and told my sister, whose house that was at, that I had threatened to kill my wife and they were there to serve me with a peace bond.
And you're out of that.
And she goes, well, he's in Florida. And they came back every day to my sister's house, hounding her to tell me to turn myself in when I was in Florida. Now, it gets even dumber than that. So I called the sheriff to try to get them to quit showing up at my sister's house, which looks real bad to the neighbors. And they said, how do we know it's you? And I'm like, why in the hell would I call if it wasn't me?
Oh, Lord.
And then they wouldn't take that. They wouldn't accept that. And they kept going to my sister's house. And this is how I ended it. I had her write on a piece of paper, my brother, Dan, is not here. He is in Florida. I have told the three officers before you that he is in Florida. I will consider any further visitation by the police harassment, and I will file a lawsuit on you. Please sign your name and badge number below. And then it never went to court because she called in and told him that she was dropping the charges. So I was guilty. As long as that bitch wanted me to be guilty, and until she said I wasn't guilty, they were going to stick it up my butt. They were going to hound me because women's voices matter. This is how screwed up and upside down this country has become, because we're all about feelings. We're not about facts, and as long as people feel bad about Donald Trump, he will be hounded, he will be prosecuted, and we have turned into a banana republic.
Yes, correct.
Because women's voices matter more than men. That, folks, discrimination runs any way you want it to run.
Yes. Man.
We have a totally bastardized legal system right now. And Trump is a major proof of this. When a man that rich can be hounded and considered guilty before a single trial, before a single piece of evidence, by judges who were standing out saying, I'm going to destroy Trump, months before they brought charges on them. This is a kangaroo court of the highest degree, and we're letting it happen.
Yes. Yes. Most definitely. Yes. Beautifully put, my brother. Most definitely.
See, our legal system has turned upside down. The mere bringing of a charge makes you guilty. So why not bring any charge you want? What are the charges they brought? I don't know if you heard this or not. They claimed that to get a loan, Donald Trump inflated the value of property. And then these are on loans that have already been paid back. Now,
everybody's, well, that's illegal to inflate the value of property.
Every single person in the United States, when they go to get a loan, they get as many estimates as they can for the value of their property, and they always pick the highest one.
Yes.
He has done nothing that any one of us have already done when we go out to get a loan for a house. Yet we're going to prosecute him because that's how we destroy him, and that's how things are done in a banana republic, and you can't tell me that we aren't one right now. And that's where we're at. We have washed away all of our rights. We have washed away the innocent until proven guilty. And it's all to prosecute one man who's trying to stop this secret government from becoming rulers of all of us.
Yes. And we all know that. See, people don't understand. Democrats are brainwashed poor people. Republicans are independent rich people who sometimes care or can care less. Period. This is what we're into. Now, Democrats are using our money to prosecute their wrongdoing.
Yes.
Okay. So Donald Trump, to defend himself, he's not using the governmental money. He's using his money.
And he didn't even take a paycheck while he was in there. He donated his pay every single time.
He just wanted to run the country.
He just wanted to help us.
That's it.
And that's why they're so upset. Because he stood in the way of what... See, if Hillary had won, we'd already be under the thumb of the military.
Oh, already.
Already.
Well,
the only pause was brought by Trump going in there and trying to reverse the garbage that Biden and Kaklin Harris are destroying this country. Biden can't even put a damn sentence together. This ain't Biden. This is Obama, the puppet master.
Yes. Yeah. It's not Biden. It's not
and
Biden.
Now they want to bring Michelle and Herb to run for president.
Yeah, I told you, man. Hey, and maybe in the process they'll find Ellen.
Boy, she sure has fucking disappeared, ain't she?
Yes, off the face of the earth.
Yeah, just vanished. Hey, look, folks, I don't know if people are paying attention, but they want to rule you. If the Rona didn't teach you anything, when all the world governments join together to rule you and force a mask on your face. And you did it for a highly survivable virus. They understood the world is ripe for takeover. And they are playing chess, and everybody else is playing checkers, and they're moving us into where they can use nukes and wipe out billions with a B, because they said so. They have said so in the open. We want to reduce the population. They've said it over and over. But if you point that out, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm listening to what people are saying, and I'm taking them at the word.
Yes, so the only thing that stops this is what we call the resistance. And it is the only thing that has ever changed things.
Truth.
Someone has to say no. Someone has to say this is enough. Someone has to say no, I'm not. Period. So enough people stand up, things change.
But you know what standing up takes?
Yeah.
It takes balls.
Yeah.
And we have deballed the American youth. We have turned them into sensitive little pussies who are driven by emotions and have totally ignored. Yes.
Yes. Suicide and emotions.
What is wrong with you, Dad? I don't understand what's wrong, Father.
When you hear your boys talking like that, it's bad.
Yeah. I don't know what to do, Dad. I'm so confused.
It's bad, man. It's bad.
We were raised differently. We were raised to be strong. We were raised to be fearless. We were raised to be men, and now we have turned that into toxic masculinity. And I'm going to ask all these people to talk about toxic masculinity. When's the last disaster you've seen a bunch of women lifting people into boats? It's always been men, and that's what we're designed to do. We are the protectors. That's our role. That's the science that nobody wants to talk about.
But when you bring up enough people who are when you bring up enough people who bring up the other side of how they want things to be, this is what happens. When you have a lot of women and gay men saying, hey, it's okay to give in to whatever. It's okay to break down. It's okay to show your emotions and cry. I don't know what all this is about.
Well, we're going to find out. Because believe me, that test of the system the other day was not a coincidence. We just keep playing this coincidence. Oh, it's a coincidence. Oh, it's a coincidence. Oh, no, this is a plan. This is a plan being played out right before your eyes, and you're being told it's a coincidence when they are marching us towards destruction.
Yeah. And doing it right in front of your face.
Right. Right out where you can see it. But you don't want to believe, oh, no, this is where our hands are being forced. This is all planned. This is all planned.
Yeah,
and they know exactly what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, and they got a whole bunch of flunkies and zombies ready to follow.
Yeah.
You know, no one's fighting for anything anymore. No one.
Yep.
Everybody's a lay down. Hey, we got enough drugs out here right now between street drugs and prescriptions to keep them, you know, occupied. You know?
Yep. Yep.
We got enough party and music, you know, from rock and roll to blues. Hey, we can be occupied. We got enough sports to go on.
Here's something else to think about, too. And you know, I'm for the legalization of marijuana nationwide. You look back to the last time that there was a prohibition against alcohol. The prohibition against alcohol disappeared when? When they wanted us to forget about how shitty life was.
Yeah. Well, see, with marijuana becoming legal, you have to know that they're doing something to the marijuana, because why? Marijuana makes you think. That's why they've kept it out of your reach for so long.
Well, also, when they first made it illegal, and nobody wants to talk about this, but this is a fact, and this is coming from a white man, it's because brown and black people smoked it the most. We all know that. It was made illegal because brown and black people smoked it. Let's be honest, because they did a study on it, and when they did that study, they found out that it didn't cause problems, yet they went ahead with it, they buried the study, and bang, here we are.
Yeah. And the study, when they say what it does to your lung, if you take and pump marijuana into a monkey's lungs for like 8 hours straight, the results would be as bad for you, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's the other end they don't want to talk about. Every time they do tests on lung capacity of smokers versus pot smokers versus non-smokers, pot smokers have more lung capacity. This is government run amok.
Yes.
And they understand, this is what's funny. If you really start connecting it, they understand that there's too many of us to control.
Oh yeah.
So what they have to do is lower our forces into concentrated areas, and then they can control. What do you think all these fires are doing? These fires are destroying people's house, and like in Maui, once your house is destroyed, the government swoops in, takes up your property, makes impossible things for you to do to get your property back, and then force you to sell and move you into a city where they can control you. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's happening right in front of your eyes.
Every day.
Every day.
Right before your eyes. And no one wants to see it because why? Too many people are part of it.
Oh, yeah. And the money. Hey, look. I've had some differing opinions of my life. I know you have too. Mm-hmm. And people are afraid sometimes to change their opinions because that means in the past you were wrong. Well, in the past you only had the amount of knowledge you had in the past. Now you have more knowledge. So judging yourself on your past actions based on current knowledge, you're always going to look stupid. But you're not stupid, you're learning. Learning is not stupid. If you can change your opinion based on new facts, you are growing as a person.
And how can you be stupid if you never knew something that you're trying to do that you had no idea how it functions?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know.
This is one of these things it's got me. Because everybody's so busy trying to be on their team. I'm on Team America. I don't want my country destroyed. I don't want to have to go out and start fighting people who are coming in like Snake Plissken from Escape from L.A. and paragliders with machine guns.
It is getting out of hand.
And it is.
The sad thing is, the only people that can protect you, you tried to get them to take the COVID shot.
Yeah. And then all the ones that they kicked out, none of them came back.
None of them. See, Dan, you know what life is about?
What?
Challenges, right?
Yes, what I call the next adventure.
Yeah. Now, we have more kids now. This is so crazy. This is why people are all upset. You know, people are dying from challenges, not challenges of life anymore. We're making up challenges to die from.
Yeah, we're making up crises. I don't know whether I'm a boy or a girl. That's a made-up crisis.
Here's one that people don't understand. The hot chip challenge. Now it's become an issue because a 14-year-old boy died.
okay? That hot chip challenge can cause cardiac arrest and several other things that happen to your body because you're shocking your system.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're looking, why is death fun?
I don't know.
Why is challenging death fun? How do we make death fun?
We sure have.
Hey, Dad, let's go try to kill ourselves. What are you doing? Well, you know, I'm depressed. I want to kill myself. How are you feeling? I'm sad. I want to kill myself. What's going on? They don't like me. I want to kill myself. I'm fat. They want to kill myself. I'm gay. I want to kill myself. I want to kill myself. I want to kill myself. That's all you hear.
Yeah. And then everybody's so sad. I'm just so sad. I mean, I have it so terrible. I have a car that will take me anywhere. I have a house that's conditioned so I don't feel heat or cold. I have all the clothes I want. I don't want for food. I never go to bed hungry. But my life is so terrible. My life is so terrible. I'm so sad. It's so horrible.
We have water, flushing toilets. We have things that we are making. I mean, it's very, very convenient. I feel so horrible with all these conveniences.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking about this the other day. You look at how we were raised. We were raised to be brave. We weren't raised to be victims. That's one thing that I listened to Kansas Owen, what she said. She goes, you can be a victim. I'm not. She goes, my success does not depend on you. My success depends on me. My success depends on my drive, my ambition, my work. And you can try to push me down, but I will always come up and win.
Yes. That's called strength.
But you watch what's happening. Hamas is in this. Syria's in this. Iran's in this. The United States is sending ships over there. Where's Code Pink? What happened to Code Pink with the pussy hat? Where did it go? Because in all the wars before, the Republicans were supposedly starting. They were there. But now it's a Democrat, and it's okay. These are good wars. We have decided these are the good wars. These are the ones that we want.
These are the ones that make sense.
There is no good war.
See what happens when we cause war? We get rich, and no one else knows about it but us. Then we send Oprah and The Rock out to beg for money for people to give to the Hawaiian community.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. People want to talk about conspiracy theories and poo-poo them, but I've got something that I want to ask you if you've seen, and then tell you something I've heard. And believe me, again, this is a conspiracy theory. There's no proof of this, but you explain it differently. Have you seen the pictures of Denver International Airport being full of people?
No.
Well, right now, Denver International Airport has been overrun with people. It is packed with people that are supposedly waiting for planes, right? That's the story. That's the story. They're waiting for planes and trains. That's the story. But if you go back and look at the conspiracy theories, there's been talk that Denver International Airport was built where it was built so that it could build a gigantic underground shelter for people.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been stories come out of people who have stumbled into these underground structures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody said that they're trying to tell you that these people are there waiting for planes and trains when, in fact, they are there to be put into the underground because the real apocalypse is coming. Now, you tell me that's a lie because you can't tell me one way or another that that's a lie or the truth, but damn if it don't make some kind of sense because we've never seen this there before.
Well, you've never seen it there before.
And now And we're supposed to just, it's just an anomaly to ignore. But then why did Russia test their alert system? Why did we test our alert system? Why is there a war raging right now in the Middle East? Why is all this stuff coincidentally just starting to happen, and it's right before an election, a tail wag the dog type story?
Well, they don't want to admit it, though.
No.
Donald Trump, like I always tell myself, people again, Donald Trump will be president again. It's unavoidable.
I'm sitting here wondering. See, I'm out on the highway away from home, and I'm beginning to wonder if I should start heading for home. Because I don't want to be out here when the shit storm hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here we are. We are. You can't look around and say, everything's okay. You can't.
No.
It's not okay right now. It is the farthest from okay it's been since World War II. And if you go back to World War II and look at the world as a whole, we are in the same place.
Same condition.
Poverty, growing discontent, border conflicts. We are in the same place again because nobody learns from history. And we're just living a gigantic loop that just keeps going and going and going.
And we're circling around again.
We're swirling down the toilet.
Yeah. But you know what? It's amazing that through history, we're swirling down the toilet. There's a certain type of resilience to this that something's not being told. Like I said, there are too many times where we think this is going to happen. In our lifetime, the world has been destroyed at least four or five times in our lifetime so far, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the cycle when I talk about the fourth turning, the book The Fourth Turning. There's always a cycle of destruction, and it's because history and because nobody remembers. We have it too good, and then we have it too good, then we go looking for shit.
And to be truthful, Dan, if you are not in the struggle, how do you know if there's a struggle? There's a struggle going on right here now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you're a guy, like with us, we on cell phones and talking. But there's a guy that just slept on the streets last night that hasn't had a cell phone and doesn't know what it is.
Proof.
Okay? So while we're living, nobody understands. There's someone living worse than you somewhere. There's someone living better than you somewhere.
Yes.
So somebody's going through hell and destruction every day somewhere. It just may not be you.
Truth.
Okay? It just may not be you. Just because you're not in the slums don't mean there aren't any bums. It's just not you.
That's right.
Period. Just because you and your kids in the house eating tricks don't mean it's somebody else outside trying to get a fix. It's just not you. You know? That's what people have to realize.
I think what
man.
Changes about the struggle, though, is the number of people struggling.
Hey. It does change, but honestly, we don't even know those numbers according to what people want to project because we don't know if they're true.
Again, because, what you taught versus what you know.
Yeah, because when you talk about it, realize when we talk about it, we're having a conversation and we really don't know no more than about me and you.
That's true.
And then we gather information for what other people do.
And make your observations as you live your life.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. That's all it is.
Yeah, I thought about that just the other day. It's weird you brought that up, that all of our life we've been hearing doom and gloom, yet our lives have basically been good. But right now, we're on the precipices of somebody using nuclear weapons, and that will change everything.
It will. But how long have we been talking about nuclear weapons?
Since the 60s. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Come on, man. We've been talking about this stuff over and over again. And I'm like, okay, man, it's like there's something else to it. I'm not saying it's fake. I'm just saying there's something else to it.
It's used to drive you. Again,
yeah.
Once you allow them to rule like a crisis, everything will become a crisis.
Yeah, because I'm just saying that we just had a big hurricane crisis. They just told us this hurricane would be the one. This is the big one. This is the end of the world hurricane. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, this is a perfect storm. This is a perfect storm. It's going to destroy. It did nothing. Well, just remember, when I was in junior high, the world was going to freeze and end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to burn up and end. And then it's going to be extreme weather and end. And then it's going to be, they have been selling fear because fear sells. But then, like the boy who cried wolf, eventually there will be a major disaster. If the new Madrid fault goes, Nashville will cease to be.
You know what, man, I'm going to be real with you. A lot of people don't understand that when you talk to poor people, you can tell us anything you want to say, but everything's already fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
So
we've already been through. We've been down. Yeah. We've been down and we've been up. I think what it is, though, you and I don't want to go through it again. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that we can't. It's just one of those things.
It's one of the why questions. Why? Everyone else says because. Dude, that's where we are.
Yep.
I don't know. Right now, we've sacrificed so much to be where we are as people. Period. All the way around. But yet still, you look at where we are. Our grandparents did all they did for our kids today to be buck wild. You know?
Yep.
So not following the rules that your parents gave you sometimes wasn't the smartest move. You had somebody to care. And I'm just being real, man. We made some bad moves. I'm looking at the results of this shit. It's terrible.
It's the cycle of the world. It is,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's terrible, man.
It's
horrible. It's horrible and horrifying.
It's the cycle of the world. You watch history. There's been this one destruction. Also, if you look, we already know that over the course of the history of the world, there's been a narrowing of the DNA every so often.
Mm.
And that meant that there's been at least, I think, six times in the past where humans have almost been extinct.
Oh.
So this is nothing new. I think what's new now is the ability to share and talk amongst people out in the open.
Yeah, because that's what's needed.
Because in the past, news took months to travel.
Yes.
And now it's like that. And that's one of the things they don't like about TikTok and all these social media platforms is that people can report without a filter.
It's amazing how fast technology goes, but you still can't cure cancer.
But fenbendazole. Mm-hmm. You can cure cancer, but the problem is you can cure it cheap, but you don't make money on curing something cheap.
Now, what is that? Is that the deworming medicine?
Yes, it is.
The deworming medicine, or you can buy it at the tractor supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, you're going to take a dewormer for a dog? If it works, damn right.
I'm going to take chemo and burn myself up. I'll take a chance on the dewormer. Get the hell out
of here. Which one do you want to gamble with? Hey, a friend of mine just went through this with her husband. And she was talking about prescriptions that were costing $30,000 a month.
Wow.
Yet, a dewormer that's $10 a pack is off the table. Never forget that ivermectin that we knew before the Rona showed up was effective on the coronavirus was not allowed to be prescribed, and as a matter of fact was blocked. You were shamed, and you were called crazy conspiracy theorist. Yet now is on the National Institute of Health website is listed as a treatment for the Rona. After Pfizer, that is owned by 80% of our representatives, air quotes, made billions with a B on an experimental gene therapy that has changed people into genetically modified organisms, is killing young adults at record pace. After mm-hmm. all of that, and they're not liable for a damn thing.
Not one damn thing.
That's considered doing good for you by your representatives who made billions on their stocks from the company that made billions. And you shut up and quit trying to say that horse dewormer that's dirt cheap, that's not even horse dewormer. It was designed for people. It was also part of the horse thing, and it has been one of the most effective drugs ever invented, yet you couldn't take it because they wanted you to become something you're not.
Ridiculous.
Dude, this is criminal on another level.
Oh, yeah. On a whole new level. Criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody's just going to sit by and watch it. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. It's out of my, I can't do nothing. I can't. Well, you're right. The second you say you can't, you're correct. Because can't is the only thing that you can prove.
Is you can't.
Right. I say I can't, then I can't.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
You give it up.
That's why when we were younger, we were taught not to say I can't.
That's right.
We were taught to believe that no matter what, we could.
And even if you did not complete it, you tried your best.
That's right. You never gave up. You always tried. Now it's, well, you tried once, you did the best you could, you pat on your back, move on. No! No!
Well, you know, they use right around here now. They got on the shelf. They got like 9 trophies, and all of them between 8th and 12th place.
Yeah, they were never taught to push harder. I'll give you a prime example of what somebody with the can-do mentality does. Deion Sanders.
Yeah,
he has taken Colorado by storm. He has increased everything with that school he's at. And all he has done has brought the can-do attitude with him. He doesn't see failure. He sees the next route to be successful, and they dislike him because he is a man who stands up and believes.
Woo! He just stands up and believes. That's it.
That's right. And people, well, you're oversimplifying. No, I am not over. Listen to what he says. Even when he's down, he's up.
Yeah.
Look at Churchill. Let's just go back to World War II. Imagine when London was being bombed. If Churchill, instead of getting on the radio and talking about being brave and steadfast, and that we will survive and righteousness will come to the surface. If he'd have gone on there and go, oh, man, it's terrible. I feel for you. It's just everything's suffering. It's just horrible. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. It's
everybody just quit now.
Right.
Lay down and give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what life is now.
Yeah, just give up. It's tough. Just give up. You can't change it. It'll always be. Just give up. Just become a victim. And then everybody will feel sorry for you. And then you can go out and just do nothing and just go, woe is me. And everybody will go, look at how tragic his life is. We should just feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
I hate to break this to everybody in the world. I hate to break this to everybody in the world, but every day you wake up, the entire planet is trying to kill you.
That's right, brother.
If you're laid out in the sun all day with nothing over you, you die from the sun. The same sun that gives you life will take your life.
Yes.
There's viruses. There's diseases. There's all kinds of stuff around you trying to kill you. So the mere fact that you get up and go face that is a feather in your cap, but you don't even give yourself that feather because you're too busy trying to be a victim.
And that's what we are, a victimized country.
Yes. And if you get the victim mentality, then it's easier to make you a victim.
Yeah.
I'm just confirming what you already knew.
Mm-hmm. That's 110% correct.
It's the frustration level, and it's trying to get through each day and face your challenges and move on. And that's one of the things the highway teaches you. Like this morning when everything started getting hectic, and I know the start of the show sucked. I know I was distracted. I know a million things was going on. I could have easily tossed in the towel and just said, we're not going to do a show today. But what I did was I worked through it. I knew I could. I knew it may not be the best, but it was better than quitting.
Yeah, I always say, no one knows what you're going through behind the scenes. Only
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Only you. And that's what people don't recognize. You say, hey, man, I had a bad day today. I wasn't known to be in jail.
Right. Well, see, that's the whole push-through attitude that you and I have.
Yeah.
We will push through. We will make it. Doesn't mean that you don't get down, because you do. Doesn't mean you don't need your friends, because you do. But it does mean your attitude is 90% of everything you do.
Everything you do. There are frustrations. There are hang-ups. There are snags. But it doesn't mean you stop. It doesn't mean you quit. This helps
you develop. Now it does. Now it does. Once somebody says something to you, it's mean, you should break down. You should cry. You should be devastated. You should tell the world how horrible your life is. You should cry. You should just feel terrible.
And
that's what we're teaching.
Why would you say that to me? Why?
Well, that hurt me. That hurt me. I don't give a shit what you think. Now your words don't hurt me.
Yes. Somebody once a man told a man, hey, you hurt my feelings in what you said, so you hit him with a rock.
Yeah.
So he really knew what hurt was.
Well, it's like I said, the criticizing being leveled at Dion, he doesn't hear. And that's the beauty of him. He is showing you that against all odds, he's willing to stand up and be that man.
Yeah, he's one of them put to tell you, like, when he hears things as ignorant, why responds to it?
Exactly. That's right. It goes back to, seriously, when we were younger, and I know you heard this from your parents, too. So-and-so called me a name. So, what did it do to you? Nothing. Move on. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Move on. What did it do? Did he hurt you? Are you still alive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Show me where you hurt. Show me where you hurt. Well, you're not? Then shut up and go.
Yeah, and go. Nobody wants to hear that bull crap.
That's right. We ain't got time for that. And that's why our generation are driven, self-determined, self-reliant. And this new generation is looking for a handout, looking for somebody to carry them, look for the next step up. I can't do this on my own.
No, they're self, too. Self-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. They took that reliant word and replaced it. Because that's what I'm saying is we keep plowing down the road until we meet the obstacle. We will talk. There's nothing wrong talking about the possible obstacles. Don't get me wrong. But worrying about to the point where you stop doing because of a possible obstacle is the problem.
Yeah.
You've got to go as if there are no obstacles, and then when they actually appear and manifest themselves in a way where you can't ignore them, then you will deal with them.
Yeah. Perfect.
And it's that positive attitude. We used to have that attitude.
Yeah, man. Always up. Always ready. Always wanting to be challenged.
But we don't. Not anymore.
No, challenging now is unhealthy. Because challenging now is called shaming.
Yes.
Anytime you try to get someone to move forward to do something better for themselves, you're shaming me. Why would you talk to me that way?
Well, I can't control that. It's not in my power. Yeah, it is.
Everyone now acts like the aunt in the family that never does right, and everybody's always making excuses for it.
Yep.
You know, the uncle that wants to...
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story. You want to talk about just? I just want to drop this in because this happened last night.
Uh-oh.
We were at a show, and there was people talking, and then I got off stage, and I was sitting at the bar, and my partner brought up a person to do magic with, and then the bar paid attention, and then the manager of the bar came over and goes, "Well, you should have. Maybe you should think about getting that done sooner." So I said, so what you're trying to tell me is I should have an audience member on stage with me the whole show. That way people will be polite and pay attention.
Mm.
I said, how about your customers don't act like assholes and be polite.
Yeah.
How about that?
Quit blaming me for your shitty actions.
Thank you.
And this is the self-centered world we're building, where I'm the funniest, I'm the best, even though I won't put myself in front of a room where I actually have to be funny. I will sit in the crowd, yell shit, and then I'm funny without any risk.
Yeah. Yeah, I know comics like that. Yes, it's ridiculous, man. Damn.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's unreal. And people, like I said, man, as long as we are making excuses and no one's speaking like we're speaking now, nothing ever will change. Someone has to say something sometime, man. Sometime. If everything that's said to you can't be just the perfect thing to be said. It has to be sometimes there's a difference in what's happening. It has to be.
And the problem is when somebody brings something up that's different than what you believe, they hate you. No, it's criticism.
Oh, yeah.
I'm critiquing. I'm allowed to say something about something. But now it's if you say something negative about anything, you hate. Why are you a hater? Why are you a hater? No, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you don't have money for your bills. And I said, hey, man, why don't you try to fix this? Why are you hating on me? Now, hold up. I was okay with you when I was handing you the money.
Right.
Yeah. Now when I add, now I'll give you advice while I'm handing you my money, you still don't want to hear. But you were humble before I handed you that money.
Yeah.
It's amazing how people are, man.
Oh, listen, I don't have any money, but I got a $1,000 phone. I've got a $150 phone bill. I've got a $150 cable bill. I got a gigantic air conditioning bill because I can't be hot at all. I got to have a new car. I got to have a new car. I can't have an old one. I got to have a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating most of your own problems.
Yeah. And no one can tell you anything about it.
I mean, because I come out here in the road, I'm short of money. My answer is figure out a way to not spend money. I live in a van when I travel. Most people think that that's horrible and wouldn't lower themselves because they've got to have a room at the Hilton every night.
Yeah.
But me being a smart businessman and controlling my expenses that are in my control and saving money, I'm making more money because I'm willing to sacrifice.
Most definitely, but some people will say, hey, man, you're just being cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't consider it cheap because my time is extremely valuable. And by doing what I do, I don't have to spend as much as my time slaving to make money.
There you go. There you go.
But you can't say that.
No, because you like cursing the choir or something. I don't know what you're doing. You're not supposed to say that, they say.
No.
Too much truth in what you just said, too much value. You need to say some things with lesser value to them, Dan. Yeah.
But like I tell people, you don't need to worry about the world, but you do need to pay attention.
Yes. Yes.
That way, when the problems that are on the horizon make it into your neighborhood, you have some plan of action in your head.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being prepared. There's everything wrong with fearing.
Yeah, people don't understand about, you know, being prepared give you a choice of action. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When
that's
you're not
totally different than fearing.
And it's totally different than just reacting.
Right.
a choice of action, you've decided, or you prepare in a decisional manner what you might do prior to, but you're deciding. When you're panicking,
yes.
Ain't no choice of action. You're flipping the hell out.
Yeah, you're just running.
Yeah, you're just running. No plans, no purpose. You're just running.
And that's when you make your biggest mistakes.
And it ends up being running into a wall.
Yes, a total wall.
People better understand that.
We've got to turn this whole idea around, and it's going to take people being brave enough to take the arrows that you're going to take. I have caught a truckload of shit. You have caught a truckload of shit over our stance on the Rona from the beginning, yet we were steadfast, and now people suddenly are starting to turn around and go, you know what? You guys are right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
they won't say it out in the open. They'll say it behind closed doors, but they won't say it out in the open.
Yeah.
Because they won't admit they were wrong.
Not at all.
When we were right, they were giving a shit, ostracizing us, unfriending us. But now that every single thing we said has proved to be true, they will say behind closed doors, you were right, but they'll never come out in public on Facebook where they bashed you and go, Herm and Dan were right, we were wrong. They will never do that.
Yeah, and then they say it in a whisper. Yeah, man, you know.
Yes.
Hey, man, you know, you. I ain't going to say this out loud in front of people, but you were right, man.
Yeah.
Why are you saying it so low now?
Yeah. You didn't hesitate to scream at me and go, oh, you're stupid. You're an idiot. You're an imbecile. You're a conspiracy theorist. You didn't hesitate to do that.
No. They said that proudly. Stood up loudly and said it. I mean, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness, man. It's ridiculous. What about the elders? And I want to say they're going to die too.
Yeah.
You know, what about the elders? They're going to die with you.
Yeah. And then because you were running with no plan, you've now come to the wall. And the wall is young people who didn't used to die are just dropping dead. Yeah.
Everywhere. Just dropping dead.
Just dropping dead. I just put one up the other day. Some homecoming queen was out on the field, and then bang, just drops dead. 16 years old.
Man.
16 years old. Just, I can't remember hearing time and time again. 16 and 17 year olds just dropping dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're the conspiracy theorist.
We're the conspiracy theorists. And it's just amazing how it's getting worse and worse with more things happening around us every day that's unexplainable.
But we're the conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. Yeah, we are the conspiracy theorists. We are.
Because we will look at what's presented us and believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe anything. This triggered something I read the other day, and this is curious, and you'll get a kick out of this.
All right.
NASA was trying to figure out how to get the smartest people. That's what they were trying to do. This is what the study they set out to do, was to figure out how to get the smartest people. How to recognize geniuses. So when they started this study, they went way back to grade school. Before anybody had been in school, they started analyzing kids and how they dealt with situations and how they solved problems and how they learned. And they said that of all the kids that they studied, 90% of them were geniuses.
Yes.
But then they went down after just 6 years of indoctrination, and nobody was a genius. Because schools are indoctrination camps.
Yep.
I can't remember who it was, but it was some communist who said, you have to train the youth you want.
Mm.
And the youth you want is somebody who will follow orders, get in line, obey, and not question.
Yeah.
And that is where we are in our schools. We've quit teaching math, history, critical thinking, shop, all these places where you learn to think turns you into wondering if you're a man or a woman and being so concerned about everybody's problems. And we've quit teaching you to think, and we've started teaching you to be a robot in the cog, another part of the system.
Yeah, we're teaching you how to worry. How to worry. That's what we're teaching.
But not how to think, not how to be strong, not how to be steadfast.
No.
You see, when we were younger, if we needed help, we'd go to our parents and say something, and they would say, figure it out.
Yeah.
And then we would have to sit down and figure it out.
Yeah.
Now they will walk you through every inch and not give you a chance to think because it makes it easier. It's easier. Easier isn't better. It's not.
Someone will say, I don't want to see my children struggle. But I asked the person, well, what gave you strength?
The struggle. Learning that you can rely on yourself to stand up. I did that with my kids. I'd never let them run away from their fears, and I would make them go face their fears.
Mm-hmm.
And because of it, I have very independent kids that whenever things get bad, they don't buckle. They buckle down.
Yeah. But that's what we're supposed to do.
And we're going to need a world of that, but I don't think we've got it. And taking the easy route is going to lead you to a very bad place.
We always have.
Yeah. It's funny because it all falls into the seven deadly sins. And then when you look at the seven deadly sins, they all make sense.
Mm-hmm. Most
That's
definitely.
What I tell people when they get all upset about religion. Take religion out of it. You name me 10 better rules to live, and we've discussed this, than the Ten Commandments, which came before the Ten Commandments from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you give me 10 better rules to live your life by.
Yeah.
Take religion out of it. Take it all out of it. You give me 10 better ways to live your life.
And people can't.
Because the basics are what it's all about. The basics. Everybody wants to make everything super complicated. It's not complicated. It's basics. The complication is the way you hide stuff. Oh, you don't understand this because it's complicated. It's complicated. He thinks he's a woman, so you should go along with what he thinks. No, it's not complicated. Does he have a dick? Yeah, he's a dude.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. He's a dude who thinks differently. I can go with that.
Yeah.
But to say that just because he believes I have to go along with something that is obviously wrong is how we get to this point. It's where you're weak. You won't stand up for what you believe because you fear that people will take you on and point you out, and you don't have the backbone to stand up.
No.
No backbone whatsoever.
And it's because you've been taught to fear what the results might be.
Yeah. Fear what the results might be.
And then that goes right along with what the government does. The world's going to end because of coal. The world's going to end because of fossil fuels. The world's going to end because of CO2. The world's going to end because of acid rain. The world's going to end because of a hole in the ozone. The world's going to end because of all fear, no fact. Well, Herman, I hate to do this, but you know, we've already done it again.
Time to say goodbye to all our company.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Be real soon, yeah. Hey, why? Because we like you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Always, my friend. Enjoy
Denver. Let's just hope that somebody listens to what we're saying. Like I said, yes. I don't want you to agree with me. That's not the point. I want you to think. That's all I want you to do. I want you to go do your own research. You know what the Democrats chided you for doing?
I bet you did your own research.
That's the same as saying, I bet you thought. And we don't want thinkers. We want followers. We want robots. We want who would do exactly as we say.
Yeah.
Because that's our only hope for control, is if you just obey blindly and don't do your own research. And I want you to think. I want you to understand, because I've had more than one person say this to me. Well, he's got 90 indictments against him. There's got to be something wrong. No, you are innocent until proven guilty. I can bring up any charge I want. But until it's proven, it is still an accusation. And that means it's not true until it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And we need to get back to that.
Yes, proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not the essence of thinking it might be or it might not be, but proven. Within a shadow.
Proven before. And we have lost that. And because of that, we have turned into a banana republic. We have a political prosecution underway of an opponent of an existing political person. That's the exact definition of a banana republic.
Yes. That is impressive. Well, I tell you, this is, I don't know why people can't learn from this show. All this free research information that you're receiving, free research information. That's up to you whether you want to use it or not.
That's
but
right.
It costs you a dime to get it.
Because, see, we're not sitting here telling you to believe us.
Matter
of fact, we're encouraging you to challenge us.
That's right. We're not saying believe us. We're challenging you. That's it. Challenge us. I'm telling you, I love it.
Yeah. I have no fear. I know my beliefs are founded in knowledge, not emotion. Emotions are good things, but not when it comes to being in the public and making decisions. Emotions are good for making your kid feel better when they got a boo-boo. But when it comes down to making decisions that affect a lot of people, you need reason thought and not emotional thought.
Yeah, reason thought, not emotional thought. I'm with you. That makes sense.
Oh, well.
That is a nugget.
Well, Herman, it's always a pleasure. Can't wait till next Monday where we get to chat up again. And I'm out here working my ass off and doing 5 shows a week. That's hard as hell. And after this show, I got to go out here. My van's been giving me troubles, and I got to work on the van for the rest of the day. And so
life on the road.
Life on the road. There is no rest for the weary, but we're having a good time, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you.
All right, my brother. Let's keep it rolling.
We will. And, folks, as always, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Yes.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.